Thank you for joining me today, Tom.
Oh, you're welcome, Daniel.
So before we get into the main reason why I wanted you here today, I'd like you to describe a bit about what you do for Colorado State University.
What I do now or what I did or just...
I guess what you do now. Sure.
Okay. Well, as of today, I am the ag agent for Montezuma County, the ag CSU extension agent, which also includes horticulture and natural resources as well, public education, information, help, service. People have problems with things, they give me a call and I try to help them out.
And so you said that was as of today.
Correct.
And so prior, you were?
I was the county extension director for Montezuma County.
Well, that leads us right into why I wanted to have you here today. So back in early June, one of our former reporters, Gail Binkley, just retired a couple weeks ago, she published a story stating that the Montezuma County commissioners were blocking you from entering your new office in the county annex. And she wasn't able to reach you for comment at the time.
Yeah, she was busy with meetings and things, and we were playing telephone tag a bit.
But she was able to get in contact with some other sources who said that Commissioner Larry Donsukla would not let you into your office. And now that I have you here, I'd like to hear your perspective on all of this. So going back to early June, what did you see? What was happening on your end?
Well, it actually happened on May 29th, a Tuesday, when Commissioner Sukla came into my office in the morning. And I was feeling, you know, we were getting ready for the move. The extension office moved that Friday, June 1st, from our old location in the old courthouse to where the previous DA's office was. And we were packing up, and I was thinking, man, you know, well, this is pretty good. You know, we've got everything solved. We hired a new director. I'm stepping down, be the agent. You know, hopefully have a couple years and, you know, and really get programs going. And he walked in my office and he said, Tom, I hate to do this to you, but you're not allowed in the new building. And a few other things after that, too. And that was kind of a shock more than anything else. I was wasn't sure what to say. I said, okay, and kind of crashed that day. Kind of had an emotional crash, you might say.
So to clarify, there was a new director that was coming in to replace you?
Correct, to replace the position.
Okay.
So I her first day was today, July 2nd, Casey Sher Rydell. And she is originally from this area. I think she's going to be great as county extension director, and she will have mainly 4-H responsibilities. And I stepped down as of today to be just the Ag Hort Natural Resources agent.
Another thing I'd like to clarify on was that the regional director, C.J. Mucklow, that Mucklow had said that at no point were you actually fired or removed from the position. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
Where was Sukla coming from as far as saying that he had kicked you out? Was that just him more referring to the physical kicking out, or did he believe that he had actually removed you from the position itself, the actual employment?
I'm not exactly sure what he meant. He perhaps was voicing his opinion or his perspective of the situation. When he did mention that to me, I emailed Melissa Bruner, the county administrator, and asked for it to be in writing. And so it took a couple of days, but then she sent me an email on behalf of the county and the Board of County Commissioners. And the email stated that they were no longer providing office space for me in the new extension office. This comes from an MOU between CSU and the county that they would provide agents and most of their salary as well as support through the land-grant university system for programming. and they in turn provide office space and, you know, and a small budget for operating expenses and travel and some support staff. The email specifically said that they were no longer provide office space for me.
What was part of their reasoning to prepare for that transition of the new director?
Well, you know, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. You know, you know, this whole saga, if I may call it, which began back in late September, early October of 2017, has been a bit mysterious to me and others. I've never heard any clear reasoning for all of this. All I've heard was that there, you know, the commissioners would say that there have been complaints. There have been complaints about me, or and they're not. They didn't like the way things were going, and that's what they did.
So then for the past few weeks, about a month or so,
mm-hmm.
if I were to have walked over to the office, mm-hmm. then you would not have been there,
correct?
Right, correct. So where were you working out of?
I was working from home, libraries, my vehicle. I was still working. Oh, yeah. When you called the office, Kathy, the administrative assistant, put a notice on the voice message that that I wasn't available, quote, and that I could be reached by cell phone. So then my cell phone number was given, and people would call me on my cell phone. Plus, I had a number of things that were going on, you know, during those 3 weeks. So I had a couple presentations to do, workshops to go to, you know, some places to visit. People are having trouble with their plants or something like that. But yeah, it was, I kept track of my hours, pretty much kept track of what I did. I couldn't, you know, it's difficult. It was, you know, extremely difficult to continue working without an office computer, without access to all of my files, without an office phone, without a county vehicle to go places. Well, I managed for a few weeks. I'm glad I'm back in the office.
What was Mucklow doing during all of this?
Him and I talked almost daily, and his main thrust, if you will, was to continue to follow through with the original plan that was agreed to by the county commissioners, which was that a new director would be hired. I would step down as county extension director and become extension agent. And CSU would completely fund that new director position for 2 years. I would still be formula funded, about 80% of my salary is paid by Colorado State University. And that at the end of 2 years, I'm planning to retire. So hopefully I can hang in there for 2 years and that will happen.
And so to wrap things up, ultimately you never really got a full, I guess, resolution on all of this as far as why things happened the way they did?
Correct, yeah. It's never been completely explained. And I'm sure it's been frustrating for a lot of people. Yeah. Well, what can I say? You know, I'm still not privy to conversations that may have happened behind closed doors, so to speak, and I don't really know. I mean, you know, the thing that the commissioners mentioned was complaints about me. They were never fully articulated. Nor was I ever given a chance to address those complaints. And their main concern actually seemed to be the county fair and the 4-H program, which granted are both very valuable parts of, you know, the county and programming, and 4-H certainly. However, with the new director on board, Casey, I think the 4-H program is going to be in good shape, and will continue to grow in the county, as well as hopefully other programs.
Tom Uten, thank you so much for joining me today.
You're welcome, Daniel.